Today's date is September the 4th, 1993, and I'm sitting here talking to Dan Newby, and I'm asking him some questions about Jim Haynes. Dan, can you tell me, do you remember when you first met Jim Haynes?
Yeah, I met him to sell him a gun. I don't remember the date, but it was not too long after what had happened to Diane and her children. And based on that story, what he was trying to tell me was that he showed me an article in the paper that looked identical to him.
Do you remember, Dan, where you were or what you were doing when he was showing you the article in the newspaper?
Yeah, we're driving in a car. And
who was driving the car?
Jim Haynes.
And was there someone else in the car?
Yeah, I was talking to Byron Gray. And Mr. Gray was really scared, or he was just really intimidated by what they were talking about. And I just kind of blocked that out of their mind, and because I really didn't want to pay attention to it, because I feel that it'd bring harm to me if I listened to most of it. So I remember Mr. Gray saying, you know, a few things that it bothered him. He didn't, you know, want to know if he did it or not, more or less, whatever. And Mr. Haynes passed the paper back to me and asked me
what was this paper he passed back to you?
Registered guard.
And was it a composite or a drawing?
It was an exact drawing. Okay,
he passed the paper back to you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I looked at it, and it couldn't have been a better drawing. I mean, if I would, you know, I saw it on a poster or something, and he stood next to it, you'd say somebody sketched it. I mean, it was a good composite drawing.
Good likeness of Jim.
Very much so, as I recall. It was.
Well, what did he ask you when he passed the paper back to you?
He wanted to know if what I thought about it, if it looked like him. And I said, if I was to look at it, I'd say, yeah, it was. And he asked me what I thought about it, and I just said, it looks like you. I didn't really want to say much more than that, other than, yeah. Think that you were that person. In other words, he was trying to tell me that he was that person on the paper, more or less. I mean,
okay. Did he say directly that he had done it, or was he just?
He was trying to intimidate me.
Trying to intimidate you with the photograph,
or impress me somehow? Intimidate or impress me? I'm not sure what it was. You know, he scares a lot. I mean, intimidated Byron a lot, not me just meeting him.
So you had just met him shortly before
probably,
that, I see.
I've probably only known him 2 months.
I see.
And I didn't know him that well. It's just that I figured he was just trying to prove a point or something, and that he was capable, I guess.
Uh-huh.
I don't see why anybody would want to say that they did something like that, and there's no point to be proven to say, I mean, not unless you really did it, I guess, I don't know. But I think it was more of a tactical scare. I didn't want to think that he did it, because if you think somebody does that, well, then you could be next, you know, if something happened. That's what I feel about it. I didn't think he's capable of it.
You said he had some nicknames. What were those nicknames?
Animal and Barb, as in Bob Wire. For being barbed wire is sharp to the point, supposed to back you off, and he was known to back people off, hurt, you know, and tactical animals to, you know, scare you, or he was just an animal-type person, and he looked like a very...
Have you heard any other people talk about this, the shooting?
Oh, Francis.
Fran?
Uh-huh. Fran Warden, yeah. She brought it to my attention, and I just told her what I thought, or what he said to me. You know, he was bragging about the newspaper on how the likeness of him, how it looked to him, resembled him, and and trying to portray that it was him, I guess. But he, yeah. He never told me it was him, but he said, you know, basically, look at that, you know, does not look like me. I said, yeah, it does look like him.
Man, there's something that I didn't do as we've been talking here. I forgot to tell you that this is being tape recorded. You knew that this was being tape recorded, didn't you?
Yes, sir, I did.
And the things that you've told me here today, do you have I influenced what you've said in any way?
No, sir. I'm being true to myself and true to what I heard. Sorry, God.
Do you have anything else that you think would be could be used in this?
Not that I can think of at the moment.
If you were called to appear in a court of law to testify to these things, would you be willing to do that?
Yes, I would.
All right. Again, I want to say that today is September the 4th, and I've been talking to Dan Newby. And I appreciate your courage in coming forward to help on this, Dan.
Nobody should do that to children. Nobody.
Nobody. I agree with that.
Nobody should get away with that.
Thank you, Dan. All right. Thank you. This concludes this tape recorded conversation between Dan Newby and Wes Fredrickson.